Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, Wednesday morning, 8:40 our time. Joining us right now, the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, Thelma Castillo. Thelma, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. I want to gauge your optimism level. When we talked about a month ago, and we were really in the middle of a very severe wave of COVID cases here in St. Clair County, we were getting national attention for that. And it was really kind of a bleak time. Fast forward just a month, things are starting to look a little bit better. I feel like there's a little more optimism in the air. Do you feel that as well?
I do. I think as a community, we've pulled together. We are offering a lot more of the vaccine clinics. I think people are ready to get back to work. We had an art hop in downtown Port Huron this past Friday. People were out. They were wearing their masks. They were being socially distanced. I just think people are ready to get back to how they used to interact pre-COVID. And I feel that there's a little more excitement in terms of people knowing that we're going to get there and we're going to turn the corner on all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good feeling. You're getting back to the business after five tradition too, aren't you?
We sure are. We're going to kick off again. We're going to try to kick it off. We tried last month, but because of the surge and the peaks that we were seeing last month, we chose to postpone our business after five, which was supposed to be held at Wings, etc. But we are going to hold it tomorrow in Marysville at Alexander's Premier Banquet Facility and Catering. Denise and Alex Miller are hosting us. They're very excited to have us there. It's going to be outside in their parking lot. I know there's going to be beautiful weather just like today. It's going to be a Chamber of Commerce day. It's going to be sunny. I'll probably wear a jacket because 60 degrees, you know, it could still be kind of breezy. But we're going to be outside. We're going to wear a mask. We're going to do social distancing. And we're going to have fun. And I think that's what people are really looking for, networking and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to do that on Thursday afternoon?
You can only network so much on Zoom. And I'll tell you what, for as much as people bemoan all the Zoom meetings we've had and everything, it really is what has kept people connected and I dare say even able to attend things and hear from people and communicate and connect with people they might not be able to normally.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, Paul. There are opportunities on Zoom that you can't get in person, and there's opportunities in person that you can't get on Zoom. They both have their advantages, but they both have their disadvantages. And I think with Zoom, the market becomes greater, you have a larger audience you can reach. But obviously, we are human people. We're social people. We like to interact with one another. And being face-to-face with people, I think, is very important, especially what we've come through this past month in terms of the national coverage, the top 10 list that we definitely did not want to be a part of, and working really hard to get away from those types of lists, because really we want people to come to our communities. And if we're on those types of lists, people might think twice about coming to the St. Clair County, the Blue Water Area region.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's going to take getting more people vaccinated. We're starting to see a slowdown now in the demand for the vaccine. What can we do to get more shots in arms?
Yes, I understand we're at about 45% for a county. We are not the top five counties in the state of Michigan, nor are we in the low five counties. So that's a good thing that, you know, we're kind of in the middle. We're doing our part just like every other county. We knew that everybody who would want a vaccine would get it eventually, and I think we have reached that threshold. But we also know now we need to figure out how can we go out there and take the vaccine to individuals. So we make it more convenient. We tell them, you know, the positive reasons why to get vaccinated, such as I received the vaccine because, you know, I wanted to protect my family, my friends, my community, and myself. And I think people have to have their own reasons on why they do it, and they need to be informed and making sure that they have the accurate information. And we know it's a big job ahead of us, and it's going to take all of us working together, not only community leaders in the area, but as well as business owners, employees, and just coming together to understand, in order to be able to really operate our local economy, we need to get the vaccine in people's arms.
Talking with Thelma Castillo from the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce. Thelma, what do you think that this summer is going to look like in the Blue Water area?
Well, you know, I think a lot of communities are planning to have outdoor events more so than last year because we were more limited last year. I think people are gearing up for that to know that we can be outside. I think in terms of the thresholds the governor has put in place, you know, I'm glad she's done it as a state as a whole. I think when we were doing by regions or counties, it was more restricted. So that now that we've reached the 55% threshold, you know, some things are being able to open up a little bit more. I think as we continue to get more vaccines in people, I think we're going to be able to reach the higher threshold so that we can completely open up. I'm excited. I know others are excited to really be able to go out there, enjoy our summer, be around our family and our friends. Some of us have not seen them in a long time. And really people just want to get together and realize how important it was and what we were missing out. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it takes a pandemic to realize that the things right in front of us are the most important things in our life, and we may not be paying attention to it. And I think it made people realize that maybe we needed to step back a little bit. And now going forward with what we know, I think everyone's going to make the best of this summer. And I know our community leaders are really standing there together, arm in arm, trying to see what we can do as a whole to encourage people to come out and visit our area and participate and support our local economy.
Well, it starts tomorrow with Business After 5 out in the parking lot at Alexander's in Marysville, Alexander's Banquet Center. I suspect that you're going to have a lot of people show up for that because, you know, like we said, the weather's going to be nice, a little chilly, but we'll take it.
Absolutely. And I'm kind of excited tonight, Paul. I get to go down to Comerica Park for the first time. And I was kind of thinking back, when's the last time I missed a game in a season? And I know last year was kind of a weird season. I don't think fans were allowed in the stadium, so I'm not going to count that year. But I get to go down there today after our groundbreaking ceremony, and I'm looking forward to it. And I feel comfortable because I am vaccinated. So
I'm looking forward to going to a game as well. I'm going to wait for it to warm up a little bit. But
I would be there with you, too. But sometimes when we get tickets, we don't have a choice, right?
So no. Go and enjoy, and go Tigers. Should be a lot of fun. Thelma, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Take care.
You
enjoy
too.
This beautiful day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.